Welcome to Revive Her, a transformative space where we break down walls to unearth the incredible power that lies within every woman. We're your hosts, Haley and Noel.
Dive into candid conversations about entrepreneurship, faith, and relationships, and the journeys that define us. Are you ready? Hello, Revivers, and welcome back. Today, it is just me, Noel, and I'm going to be talking about something that I am passionate about and something that I love. It is called the 360 business model. And one thing that I love about this business model is that I mentor women a lot in business. Pretty much every day of my life, I'm mentoring women on how to create content, how to have an online business, all of the things, right? And so a lot of the times I will hear women say, like, I'm overwhelmed. I don't know where to start. I don't know what to do. All of these things, you know, we're moms, we're wives, we have homes to take care of. And everyone seems to be, I don't want to say everyone, I don't want to group everyone together, but the majority seems to be overwhelmed a lot of times in business. And so the reason why I love this 360 sales model is because it breaks it down so simple. So we're going to dive in. I don't want to keep you all here for a long time since it's just me yapping today, but I want you today to envision your business as a circle. And if you're like me, sometimes it probably feels like, probably all the time, not just sometimes, all the time, it feels like your business is anything but a circle, right? It's probably like here and there and everywhere. But I want to simplify this today. And so I did not create this 360 model. I actually learned this years ago when I worked in the jewelry industry, but I feel like I have perfected this to the business aspect of being a service provider, or even if you specifically work online, or if you are a hairdresser or a spa owner or anything, any type of service that you provide, this can be a great way for you to build your business and to grow your clientele. So we're going to envision our business being one big circle, okay? And we're starting at the top of the circle, and we are going to work clockwise around the circle. And so if you're feeling overwhelmed, I like to call this recentering, and you can recenter yourself to this circle. So first and foremost, the starting point of the circle is going to be your content. And so if you work in person and say, hey, I don't utilize social media, what are you doing? It's time in 2025 to start utilizing social media. I know I'm a little biased, but it is time to start putting out content. If you work more in person, then this could also be like an in-person event or a place where you are going to be meeting with people. So, but we're going to look at it from that content standpoint. Specifically batch content. If you're not batching your content, then chances are you probably are feeling overwhelmed day to day. So the purpose of content isn't just to showcase how gorgeous you are, right? It's to provide the right information to the right channels to make your product and opportunity visible to your potential customers and consultants. And so a lot of times we miss the mark on posting with intention. We just post a post, we post to be entertained, which is fine. You need to sprinkle in a little bit of your life to your brand, of course, but we lose that intention in what we do. And so our content is what grabs people. And so this leads to the customer then, or potential, engaging on your content or reaching out for help to choose the products or seeing if the opportunity is a good fit for them. So if the customer doesn't reach out or request information, then I like to use a method that is called a gratitude message. And so if you're posting content consistently, if you are showing up in your stories, if you are creating that funnel through your content, I always say our social media is our storefront. This is a scenario that I use all the time. So imagine that you walk into a beautiful clothing boutique. And it's so beautiful. There's so many outfits that you love. But when you walk in, the person that is working doesn't acknowledge you. They don't say, hey, how are you? Can I help you? They say nothing. Like, imagine them just sitting on their phone and ignoring you. And listen, this happens a lot. I feel like a good customer service is rare these days, as sad as that is. But what is our number one thought when that happens? It's always, I am not spending my money here, right? I can walk into a store, see something I love, and if the customer service there is just non-existent, or if they are not acknowledging me as I'm in the store, I do not spend my money with them. And the same thing goes for your social media. And so you have people on your social media every day, and maybe they're hyping you up. Maybe they're just viewing your stories. Maybe they're liking your post. And when is the last time that you just sent them a message and said, hey, thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for hyping me up. And I even like to go a step further and say, your support means so much to me, and I appreciate you so much. I give this my all for people like you. Thank you so much for being here. So if they're not reaching out to you through your content, whether that be signing up for a discovery call or whatever type of funnel system that you use, then you reach out to them. And let's not be tacky and slimy. Lord, I shared this on my story the other day that the cold messages are popping. And listen, I work in a lot of different industries right now, right? I work with a bunch of different brands, but I also work in network marketing. And I feel like there's this stigma of people in network marketing are the only people who cold message people. And that is just simply not true. My inbox is flooded with VAs and social media managers and all of these people just cold messaging me, like acting like, hey, you know, you're amazing. Like, come and get on a call with me, right? And they don't know me at all. And so I like to really create and be intentional with creating those relationships. This leads to customers engaging on your content. Whenever you see them and you value them, they're going to feel that and they're going to want to support you more. You may never convert them. They may never shop with you. They may never join whatever it is that you have that you are offering, but having their support on your content is so important. Okay, so we're starting with content. Number two is we're going to take it from the content, which I touched on this a little bit, and we're going to go into one-on-one customer support. So take it to the inbox, or for me, I love a good call. Like, I know it's old school and people are like, don't call me if it's textable, like don't call me. But I feel like there is something so powerful about a Zoom call and just seeing each other and being in each other's presence. So support the potential new customer or consultant and understanding why they should go for what you have to offer. So we're starting with content that's going to lead us to one-on-one customer support where you're going to give them your pitch, whatever it is, they're going to get to know you. And then that leads us to the next part of our circle, which is decision making. So something to remember in the decision making is remember that you are the expert. So you're going to want to assist in decision making and selecting the correct products for their pain points or the correct whatever it is that you are selling or offering or service that you are providing. You need to select the correct one that meets their needs. And so remember to do this in a timely manner. And this goes for an opportunity as well. I even think of if you are looking for a person to join your business, or if you are looking to hire somebody, or you are looking to expand, you could still utilize this 360 method with this too. Make sure that you have a very strong closing statement. So for me, I meet with a lot of people who are looking to improve their skin. They are looking for a new makeup routine. They are looking for beauty products. Or I meet with women who are looking to make money in their business. And so have a strong closing statement on this call and say, are you ready to get your skin glowing again? Or are you ready to proceed with? Or you can even say, like, do you feel like this is a good fit for you? Or which package do you feel like is a good fit for you? And then I know a lot of times in like a discovery call, you will send your packages after the call, which I think that is great as well. But I also think that setting a clear expectation is important, because I have been on calls with people, like maybe people I'm looking to hire out, like some contracted work I need help with, and I will love them on the call and I will be like pumped up to work with them. And then they send me their packages and I'm like, oh, this was completely out of my budget. And it's like, I didn't realize essentially that I felt like I was wasting their time. And so I feel like that having that really strong closing statement can help you. So we're going from, once again, from your content to one-on-one with your customer, however you want to do that. And then that starts the decision-making process. And then after that, we're going straight into the purchase. And so you want to make the checkout process as easy as possible. No matter what you are selling or providing, you want to make sure that it is easy. And so if they don't purchase immediately, then this obviously becomes the follow-up. And most people want to think about their purchase. And so I always say the follow-up is the most important. 9 times out of 10, you're not going to close someone just straight out of the gate. Like, they're going to have to think about it. And your follow-up is the most important step in your business. But we overcomplicate it a lot. And so when people are asking me, hey, how do I follow up with a lead or a prospect? I'm like, don't overcomplicate it. Just be very direct. Did you have a chance to decide? Or did you have a chance to look over the information that I sent you? And can I help with any questions that you may have? It's so simple. The process of following up is so simple. So now we're going to roll into, this is really important for your business, in my opinion, to keep your business afloat and to keep your business sustainable, but also residual for you and your family. And that is retention. And this step is huge. So always add your own personal touches to this, but you can do thank you cards. I still to this day handwrite thank you cards and send them to my customers. You can do samples if you are selling a product. I think of like Haley, she's a copywriter, like she could send out two social media captions as a thank you or just something like that. Something to build that residual in your business, because you have to take care of the customers that you have. Also, like a lot of service providers will have, like you can sign up on a monthly plan or, you know, where it automatically charges you every single month. It's like you become a retainer client in the service area. So like for Haley, one thing that can really build retention in her business too is work that converts and that keeps them coming back. And then that touch point from her side of, hey, I see you, I value you, and I'm grateful for you. You want to keep your customer coming back for more. And then this is going to end out our circle, and it is advocating customers. And so this is really big because you can run ads in your business, you can do all of those things, but I'm telling you right now, nothing is more powerful than word of mouth, than someone saying, hey, I'm looking for a makeup artist, or I'm looking for a bookkeeper, or I'm looking for whatever it is, and having someone say, hey, I use this person or I have used this person in the past and they are amazing. And so you want to create advocating customers. So you want to make your customer an advocate of your product. So this could also be called customer referrals. And so you could have your customer send you a review of your product or your service and post it on your stories, like post it on your wall. This is a great way to keep your circle flowing and to keep that needle moving in your business. You could use this as your content for the day, like a customer review. And what it is it's third-party validation, and it's so impactful for your business. Something else you want them to do is you want to have your customer or your client post it on their social media as well and tag you. And the reason why you want to do this is because this now gets you in front of their entire networks. So if you have 10 customers that you serve every single month, or 10 clients that you serve every single month, have you ever went to them and said, hey, can you send me a review, or can you leave a review for me? And then when is the last time that you use that on your social media to draw in more leads? Or when was the last time you asked your customer, hey, do you mind to tag me in a post? And you can have an offer in this, right? So you could say, if you tag me in a social media post, I'll give you 10% off, or I'll give you 5% off, or I will send you a little sample pack or something that is related to your business, because I'm telling you, advocating customers is so impactful in what you do. Thank you all for hanging out with me today. I hope that this was impactful for you. I hope that it simplifies your business. And the next time that you feel overwhelmed, like, oh my gosh, I feel like I'm going and being pulled in 100 different places, I hope that you think of this 360 sales model. And if you try the 360 sales model, please let us know how it works out for you. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to rate the show, follow us on Instagram, leave a review on Apple, and check out our website, reviveherpodcast.com.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.